From raising a family to raising almonds, there are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthie Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at TaylorRanch1868.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, January 22nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton CSD votes to keep firefighter engineers as grant money expires. Firestone Walker announces lineup for 2026 Beer Festival. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlauger Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years, specializing in dozer work for rural and ranch. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Templeton CSD voted to continue funding its full-time 24/7 firefighter staff. In the CSD's current model, it allows for full-time captain, full-time engineer, and part-time reserve firefighter each shift, 24 hours a day, made possible by the SAFER grant from FEMA. The CSD knew the grant would expire in February 2026 and reapplied in 2025 for the grant. However, they learned in December that the grant would not be renewed, creating the need to address current funding and staffing for Templeton Fire. Reverting back to the previous model before the grant would keep reserve firefighters, but substantially increase the burden on captains during each shift by reducing the number of engineers. The CSD board voted to instead maintain two full-time engineers by downsizing the reserve firefighter program, resulting in a deficit of about $47,000 annually. The board acknowledged that this is a short-term solution. Here's Board Director Deborah Logan on that.
But this is only a short-term solution. We've got a longer-term problem, in my opinion. And I think we've got to look at possibly, what do we do with the fire department? How do we fund it? And how do we staff it appropriately? We were at some point, we've got to have a deeper discussion, this board, about what to do longer term. Is it that we look at, you know, how we do this distribution of the property taxes? Does Park and Rec become more of a parent-sponsored programs instead of the district sponsoring those programs?
Firestone Walker announces lineup for 2026 Beer Festival. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The 2026 Firestone Walker Invitational Beer Festival will return Saturday, May 30th, featuring an all-star cast of 65 breweries from around the world, alongside live music and food offerings. Tickets for the festival will go on sale February 4th at 10 a.m., which can be purchased at firestonewalker.com. Yesterday, Firestone Walker announced the brewery lineup for the festival, which includes Hill Farmstead from Vermont, Bock Font from Belgium, Sir Hopper from Argentina, and more. Confirmed breweries attending can be found on the event's website. The event's block party will be held May 29th, followed by the festival at the Pass Rebels Event Center May 30th, and then a brunch at the Firestone Walker Tap Room May 31st. A closure of South River Road is scheduled for Wednesday, January 28th. The closure will be in place from Navajo to Creston Road, starting at 8 a.m. and ending at 4 p.m. Detours can be made along Niblick, Nickerson Drive, and Creston Road. The associated project, according to the release from the City of Paso Robles, is PG&E's Estrella Highline. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, after receiving the highest honor in the 2026 Rose Parade, is now looking forward to its 2027 entry. Cal Poly universities are now accepting design ideas for the entry, providing the basis for the final 2027 design. There is no limit to the number of entries an individual can submit, according to the release, and the deadline for submissions is Thursday, February 5th. In addition to serving as the basis for the design, the winner will also receive a choice of $500 or a pair of tickets to the 2027 Rose Parade. The theme for the parade is Welcome, announced January 15th. The theme celebrates the simple joy of belonging, according to the Tournament Rose Association's president, Terry Madigan. It's the warmth of family, whether related or chosen, the love of good friends, and welcoming embrace of community, she says. Submissions can be emailed to rosefloat.cpp.edu with the subject line of 2027 Concept. In sports for the NFL, Conference Championships, KPRL will have the Patriots and Broncos game on Sunday at 11 a.m., then the Rams and Seahawks. In the NBA, yesterday the Raptors beat the Kings 122-109, the Thunder over the Bucks 122-102, the Hawks beat the Grizzlies 124-122, the Pistons over the Pelicans 112-104. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Clippers, the Warriors will go against the Mavericks, the Bulls will face the Timberwolves, and the Heat will go against the Trailblazers. In California news, an immigration enforcement officer was injured in the Compton area yesterday during a detainment operation. Officers were attempting to detain William Eduardo Morin Cabrillo of El Salvador, who is involved in a human smuggling operation. Eduardo attempted to evade arrest in his vehicle, ramming a law enforcement officer. The officer fired defensive shots in response, and Eduardo was not hit, attempting to flee on foot before being apprehended. California has surpassed the goal set by former Governor Jerry Brown of having more than 1.5 million no-emission electric vehicles on the road by 2025. Governor Newsom announced the state has over 2.5 million new zero-emission vehicle sales, with their sales having grown over 300% since 2019. Newsom also touted that there has been a significant decline in public health benefit thefts from the state's welfare benefits programs. 2 years ago, about $20 million were reported stolen from the welfare recipient accounts. Now that number is about $4 million. Critics, however, say this may not be entirely accurate, as this figure is only based on state reimbursements and cannot count unreported theft or incomplete reports. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, last week, members and leaders of the American Sheep Industry Association met with USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Richard Fordyce, and they advocated for the inclusion of wool under the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. 11 of the $12 billion set aside in the program will go to the traditional row crop commodities, and the remaining $1 billion is set aside in reserves for uncovered commodities like specialty crops and sugar, but will exclude livestock and meat products. During the meeting, ASI provided testimony, and the discussion helped USDA better understand, they say, the market disruption, along with high harvesting costs facing the U.S. wool industry, with the persistently low prices that sheep producers have experienced since 2019. USDA did indicate that wool will be considered within the competitive reserve for uncovered commodities, but that no decision has been made at this time. Undersecretary Fordyce did say that additional information can be expected in the coming weeks.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you. For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits, 805-995-4181. Rising input costs and low prices have left U.S. alfalfa growers struggling. Since 2023, most farmers have grown the crop at a loss, according to an analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The organization pointed out that despite alfalfa's status as the fourth most valuable field crop in the nation, generating more than $8 billion in farm gate value last year, it is not included in most farm safety net programs, such as the Trump administration's Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, which was created to soften economic losses for farmers impacted by international trade policies. AFBF economist Daniel Munch said trade conflicts, especially with China, were particularly to blame for low alfalfa prices, as U.S. growers have seen a reduction in export markets. As of the most recent census of agriculture in 2022, California led the nation in alfalfa production. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning with about a 50% chance of showers early, then a partial clearing for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, cloudy on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, mostly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday next week. Low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday through Wednesday, and 66 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Economic growth was stronger than forecast in the third quarter, ending in September. The gross domestic product rose to 4.4%, the fastest pace in 2 years. This is the first read on the GDP for the period because the fall government shutdown delayed collection of information for the report. Also, there's another sign the job market is holding up this year. New claims for unemployment benefits rose by just 1,000 for the week ending January 17th, suggesting layoffs remain subdued. And continuing claims, those remaining on benefits in the week ending January 10th, declined to 1.84 million. Investor sentiment has improved after President Trump decided not to impose new tariffs on European countries, citing a framework on Greenland. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. Discover the perfect Central Valley staycation in Lemoore. 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, Eric will be in for Karen, and he'll have on Randall Jordan and Jennifer Greninger. Talking about, a bunch of issues going on in the county, and to be aware of them and maybe participate in changing them. All right, what do we have going here? We got an email that came in, and it's not a bad question. Templeton Fire, would it not be allowed for Templeton to seek help for a fire department with community volunteer firefighters? Do community volunteer firefighters still exist? As far as I know, they do in California. As a matter of fact, when I got this just before I came on the air, and this is in the United States, volunteer fighters are still a crucial part of fire services, making up the majority, around 65 to 70% of firefighters in the United States. And the numbers are declining, leading to staffing challenges for many departments, with some relying heavy on volunteers while others are blending with paid staff or consolidation. Okay, doesn't seem that long ago, but here in Paso Robles we had some people for many, many years, volunteer firefighters, and I forget, maybe the late 80s, early 90s, I forget. But thanks for the question. That's all I can say. Also, thanks for asking a question yesterday regarding the churches. And it says, our church shuts and locks the church doors when the service starts. If someone comes late, there is someone to let them in. And they also make the rounds in the parking lot. All have radios. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Wasn't aware. I was just wondering what churches may do, considering what took place in Minneapolis, which also, I'm going to tie this in. Chris.
Yes?
Have you ever used, well, not you personally, have you ever contributed to a GoFundMe account?
I have not.
Okay. Well, what's interesting is that GoFundMe money is not generally taxable. Supposedly, the guy that wears the wool hat, which I call the tuna boat hats, has gotten over $60,000 to fund his cause. And it says, is generally not taxable, the money, if it's a personal gift for things like medical bills or living expenses, as the IRS treats it as a gift from contributors, detached and disinterested generosity without expecting something in return. But it can become taxable if you provide good services for donations. So I'm wondering how this would work. And the other is, how many of you out there have given to the GoFundMe? And how many? I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to say a lot, but there is scams and frauds. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, medical needs. You know, things that, you know, we see stories and they happen.
I'd rather give it to somebody in person, not to go over the internet and so forth. And those, it's becoming more common with the fake accidents or illnesses and something like that. And it's becoming, are you aware of any of those, Chris? Or would you be comfortable giving money that way?
To a GoFundMe account? Depends on the cause, I guess.
Okay. If it was someone directly you knew, and that, you know, you knew of, personal or something like that, yeah, but for something that happens around the country, apparently this guy is getting money from all over, and people are sending him money. I don't know what the page says on what the cause is.
Does it list his name? I could try looking it up and finding out for myself.
I forget the guy's name. Just look under Tuna Hat. Just kidding there. It's probably not going to be the one you find. Anyway, just, you know, something to throw out there. And also, Chris, you had that California story on the EVs, the electric vehicles.
Electric vehicles. The sales, I guess, exceeded the goal to 1.5 million by 2025.
Well, and I think part of that story, didn't they say that what was near the end, that it was not suspicious, but some are questioning it or something along those lines?
That's a different story. Oh, okay. So the EV sales is different. What you're talking about is the decline in public health benefit theft.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, the EV sales growth is a little bit misleading. It's a little bit misleading. Although California still leads the nation, we'll get to that, but let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, I donated just recently to a GoFundMe account, and I was happy to do it. It was for the children of Dr. Davis, who was my physician, for their college funds.
Okay, so that's kind of what question I asked Chris. That's somebody personally you know.
Yes.
All right, so you felt comfortable doing that.
I thought it was a great thing to do.
Okay, would you give it to a stranger?
Less likely. I don't know how many people out there are getting scammed or people get more than they need, because the public is generally pretty generous for these crying cases.
Well, they are. And that's always, you know, what you hate to see, though, is the people that are scamming it. It's like people that use...
Everything gets abused. It's got a possibility to be abused, I'm sure. American and human nature.
But when you're using a credit card to do something like this, it can get a lot bigger than your $25 donation.
Well, that could be a problem.
That would be a problem.
Well, and then you just call a credit card company and tell them you've been frauded.
Okay. I always like to minimize things as far as the potential for more time that I'm going to have to waste doing something, because I wasn't.
I hear you. Yeah.
The, you know, calling credit, calling any company now is just a pain in the neck.
Well, the part I hate is trying to find a person rather than just press one for whatever. And then the answers they're giving you don't apply at all to what you're asking. And you keep getting that endless loop. It's so frustrating. I find myself shouting at the computer.
Well, okay. You know, they say you can go online, so I've gotten used to going online and trying to get some things done, because in some instances, I found out going online can be quicker. However, I recently had to contact a government agency. I made some calls first, and then, you know, it's like three different calls, and they were all very helpful. And they eventually said, well, you know what, we can't handle this, we can't answer, so you have to go to this. And they gave me a phone number. And it just so happens that there's an office for this agency in San Luis Obispo. All right?
Okay. And,
all right. So it's, you know, go online and do this. Go online, make an appointment. So I hit make an appointment. They're asking questions that I'm saying they don't apply to what I'm trying to do or find out.
Yeah, they're probably just putting in a blanket number of questions out there to cover most situations, do you think?
Right, because, you know, I'd say, you know, none of the above, and it would say continue, and I do that, and I finally went to, I don't know how many, four times I did it, and then basically it just stops. and it's a San Luis Obispo number, and I can't get through because it keeps coming on to the recorded voice. And, you know, and they,
It's frustrating.
And again, they ask you the questions. Is this related to this? Is this related to that? So if I even do, you know, I'll just hit operator because sometimes I've gotten lucky where I'll get a live person. That's not happening. And this is a government agency.
I had to go down to I tried to fight some Social Security issues and had to go down to the office in person, and I got it done right away. So other than the waste of time, it was much less frustrating.
But does it say that you just can't show up, or do you have to have
an appointment? Or you can, you make an appointment.
So you can make an appointment in person?
You make an appointment to show up in person, yes.
Okay. But why has it become so difficult to do something so simple?
Because they don't have people answering the phone who can make an intelligent decision of what it is you want to do or what you need. You got those computers, whatever questions, where you got a random number of options until you find one that may be one you want. I find myself hitting O all the time trying to get operator or assistant or delegate or whatever you call it, assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it works, and I go, yes, thank you for being a person. And they always graciously say, yes, I get that a lot.
Why would they hire people that can't answer questions?
Well, they don't hire people. They hire a computer. So you can push one for two or three or four.
Now,
saves money. They're free once you get them set up. They don't cost anything to operate.
I realize that the person picking up the phone may not be able to answer every question, but they might be able to lead me to somewhere or someone who can answer the question.
Exactly. They can make a decision who it is you need to talk to and route you that direction quickly rather than punch buttons.
Right. So it gets back to the question I originally asked. Why isn't that done?
Because it saves them the cost efficient. Employees are expensive. They can be a pain in the butt. Computers are sterile. Don't cost anything after you get them set up.
Well, eventually.
I'm sure that's the reason. Or when you finally get a hold of a person and they're speaking a second language.
Don't you eventually, in most cases, end up having to talk to somebody anyway?
Usually. I'm sure they weed out a few this way, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Or they eventually get the person to the right person without having an operator in charge. I'm always happy when someone answers the phone. I'm almost startled when you call these numbers.
that's true. I mean, and again, to me, this is obvious. When I call local companies, you're right, it's a pleasure. And even in many instances, the person answering the phone, they can answer a lot of the questions or at least steer me in the right direction. And what I've experienced is they do a good job of asking questions of me of what I'm trying to get at, you know, to simplify it.
And when you finally get a hold of the right customer support person or the technical agent who knows the answers, you finally get what you want. There's a sense of relief, you might say.
Yeah, it's. I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of crazy. We're excited over something that used to be routine.
Simple pleasures, Kevin. We got to get them where we can.
Well, at this stage and the way that we've been going with all this technology, yes, the simple pleasures.
and one more thing, and this is a terrible subject, but I attended a church here in Paso Robles, and after the, remember that drive-in church in Colorado where someone came in and started shooting people for 3 or 4 or 5 years back? Well, that incident spurred our church, this church in town, to have one of their retired correctional officers always carry a gun during service, always packing, always carrying a concealed weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that's not the only church doing this. And these guys that broke into that church in Minneapolis, they're lucky they didn't get shot. And that would have been one heck of a mess.
Well, I was
They just had that shooting a month earlier, didn't they, where they broke into that Catholic church and shot some kids up?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about the one in Minneapolis, and because it came up yesterday. I'm assuming that the response from locals would be, well, if there is an issue, they need to call law enforcement. But from my understanding, the law enforcement in Minneapolis has been slow to respond. So if there's an issue and people are getting riled up, how long are you supposed to wait for law enforcement to come after the fact?
Well, you know what they say, the time average law enforcement of a law enforcement is 15 to 20 minutes can be, but a 357 is like 2 seconds.
Well, I guess what I'm getting at is, so if somebody makes a call and said, we're at such and such church, and we have people here who are disrupting our service over ICE or something like that, I'm wondering if the local police, particularly in this case Minneapolis, would even give a damn.
Well, there's the thing that they've been told not to support ICE. I don't know that they've been told not to support people who would be bothered by people who are anti-ICE. I don't know how that would work.
Well, as I was talking to a guy yesterday at the gym, at what point, when people come in, whether it's disrupting the service or not, and they're getting loud and in your face, where they don't expect somebody to eventually lose it and retaliate and something bad happens.
Someone's going to just throw a punch that's going to be a melee, and I hope these people who went into this church last week are prosecuted as they're posted on the law to send a message. And people, like you say, if you don't punish bad behavior, you get more of it.
Well, they've prosecuted them in Minneapolis. What do you think the outcome would be?
Maybe they get some money from the Somalis. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. But we're at a point here because I'm going to bring up something a little bit later on some surveys with people about the violence in politics and so forth. All right, Doc.
Okay.
Well, thanks.
Okay, that's good morning to you all. Have all a good day.
All right, on the I almost said the Gmail. It's on the texting here. I have contributed to numerous GoFundMe campaigns. However, if there is an alternative method of donating, I will use that instead. GoFundMe takes a cut of the donation. I have noticed that everyone seems to ask for donations these days for any life event. They plead for the public's generosity and compassion to help them get through their life event. My generosity and compassion is waning. Okay. I'm sure a lot are. All right. Well, there you go. It's your money. It's your money. So you can do as you want. But you have to give, you know, first make sure the government gets their cut. Because that's the only way. Let's see here. Got another one? No, didn't get another one, just on the Templeton Fire, and that's it. Okay, so you can, all right, so back to the EV, is the news that California has surpassed, or whatever, Jerry Brown's goals were. One of the things that you have to take into consideration on this is that while they did surpass their goals for X amount of years, the growth rate has slowed down. And it's a percentage, it's slowed down to about 15%. Now, the growth was experienced because of all the credits and so forth that have, for the most part, disappeared. So when you look at the number and they say, well, a lot of people did, okay, that's nice. However, there were reasons not necessarily for saving the planet Earth. So we know that some of the motor companies have, particularly, I think it was Ford, they took a huge hit in their manufacturing of the EVs. And also EVs in the trucks in California. Chris, you're not going to have a opportunity to answer any question today regarding when we get up to the trivia time, but just an uneducated guess.
Sure.
What do you think a big rig's battery weighs?
Ooh, I know.
The EV.
Yeah, I know it's the EV. It's somewhere up there. Like 20 tons, I think, something like that.
It's 10,000 to 16,000 pounds.
What's that in tons?
I don't know. I can't do that. It's anything with math and numbers I can't do unless it's sports. So what this does is that's obviously it's substantial weight that reduces cargo capacity. So if you have to reduce your capacity to deliver product, what does that mean? Well, that means my payload is less. You know, because the payload, it must be reduced to stay within the limits and rules of the roads and stuff like that. So, you know, again, maybe long-term technology will help this out, but for now, it's not there. Just think about that. 10 to 16,000 pounds. Whoa. All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Templeton CSD voted to keep part of its full-time 24/7 firefighter staff. CSD's current model of staff is funded in part by the SAFER grant from FEMA, but the application to renew the grant was denied in December. The CSD voted for a short-term solution to maintain two full-time engineers by downsizing its reserve firefighter program, resulting in a deficit of about $47,000 for the next fiscal year. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, after receiving the highest honor in the 2026 Rose Parade, is now looking forward to its 2027 entry. Cal Poly universities are now accepting application ideas for the entry, and there is no limit to the number of entries an individual can submit, according to the release. The theme for 2027 is Welcome. Submissions can be emailed to rosefloat.cpp.edu. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today about ending the war against Russia. Special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, says a deal is close.
In the beginning of this process, there was a little bit of confusion. I was going to Moscow quite a bit, but I think it was important that we go there because we're at the end now.
Witkoff and Jared Kushner plan to travel to Moscow tonight for talks with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. President delivering a speech before his Board of Peace in Davos, Switzerland today. Norway, Sweden, and France have turned down their invitations. Russia and China have not said if they will join. And President Trump announcing a framework of an agreement with NATO has been reached regarding Greenland. President dropping threats of tariffs and possible use of military force. America's listening to Fox News.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
Yeah, we've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tatchy Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
It's 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
NBA Wednesday, the Thunder blasted the Bucks 122-102, 40 from Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. The defending champions from Oklahoma City have the best record in the association this season. Pistons own the top mark in the East. They led wire-to-wire in a 112-104 win over the Pelicans. Knicks ripped the Nets 120-66, the most lopsided victory in franchise history. New York coach Mike Brown.
Physicality on and off the ball. Our closeouts to contest were really, really good. You know, they shot 29% for the game.
College hoops, number one Arizona slammed Cincinnati 77-51. The Wildcats are 19-0. Number seven Nebraska whipped Washington 76-66. The Huskers also a perfect 19-0. Baseball, another big bat off the free agent list. Outfielder Cody Bellinger returns to the Yankees on a five-year, $162.5 million deal. Another day, another trade for the Mets. They send a couple of prospects to the Brewers for all-star right-hander Freddy Peralta. Hockey, the Ducks down the league-leading Avalanche 2-1 in a shootout. Red Wings shaded the Maple Leafs 2-1 in overtime. Mammoth flipped the Flyers 5-4 in OT. Clayton Keller with the tying and winning goals. Meantime, the Canucks snapped an 11-game losing streak with a 4-3 win over the Capitals. At the Australian Open, 4-seed American Amanda Anisimova was a straight-set winner in the second round. 6-seed Jessica Pegula and Madison Keys, seeded 9th and the defending champ, easily took their matches. In the men's draw, number 3 Alexander Zverev, 4th-seed Novak Djokovic, and top American number 8 Ben Shelton all advanced. That's Thursday sports.
All right, we have the NFL championship games coming up Sunday morning. Starting at 11 will be the Patriots taking on the Broncos, then the Rams and the Seahawks, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. It is 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1978 out of Atascadero. All right, maybe about a 50% chance of some light rain this morning, breaks of sun this afternoon. Did have a little bit of wetness on the vehicle coming in this morning. High should be in the mid-60s, clouds tonight, overnight lows near 40, partly cloudy on your Friday with highs in the low to mid-60s. Pretty much the same for Saturday. Sunday, cloudy, low 60s, mid-60s Monday. Tuesday, partly cloudy, mid-60s, mid-60s, mostly cloudy Wednesday, and partly cloudy next Thursday, a week from today, mid-60s. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 7:10 a.m., 5:20 p.m., and we are at 49 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical at Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Alrighty, 7 minutes away from 7 here at the Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. And they have apparel for you, too, in Atascadero. As we check in to see what critters may be out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that's home, safe, and sound. That's the way it is. It's the way it is. So let's see here. We have, here is good news. Yesterday, I mentioned the dog Ducky. Ducky found his way home yesterday. So Ducky is back. Chris, have you ever heard the term everything's Ducky?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I hope that means everything's well, right?
Very pleasing, delightful, or attractive.
Okay.
Now, I was trying to remember, I think it was a famous line from Marlena Dietrich, and I remember the movie Witness for the Prosecution, when she dresses up and looks, and I think she says, is everything ducky? Something like that. If anybody can remember, I'm just curious, and it's going to drive me nuts for the next few days, unless I see the movie soon, so... Everything's Ducky with Ducky. Ducky is home. That's good. All right. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. Or the best way is reception at kprl.com. Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero. Go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, And, of course, 99.3 FM. By the way, we did have a little bit of a power surge yesterday afternoon. It was deliberate. It was nothing else. We are anticipating a shutoff from PG&E in early February on, I think it's the 8th. Let's see here. Monday, February 9th from 8 a.m. in the morning till 6 p.m. in the afternoon. So we're just making sure generator and stuff and all that. And anyway, so that was done deliberately. Okay, here we go with trivia. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles, Templeton, and out at the airport. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, somebody asked for equal time today, and it had to do with the question from yesterday. What is considered the smartest dog breed in the world? Okay, so here is my... I'm equaling it out. What is frequently cited as the least intelligent dog breed? Now, this doesn't necessarily have to mean that they're stupid. It's because it's independence and stubbornness. It makes them difficult to train. And do they, you know, again, they're just that way. So what do you think is the least intelligent dog breed? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Which do you think? I'll give you... Okay. No, but you're kind of close. You're kind of close based on size. Based on size. Hi, good morning.
I think it's a Dalmatian.
No, not the Dalmatian. Not the Dalmatian. Oh. Okay, good morning. You're on trivia.
Good morning. Afghans.
Yes, the Afghan hound is frequently cited as the least intelligent dog breed. Have you ever had one?
Yeah. No, but a neighbor did, and this thing is as dumb as a box of rocks.
Did it just do stupid things,
or what? Stood around, did nothing.
Did nothing. The Afghan hound. Well, they're kind of interesting. They're kind of interesting to look at.
Oh yeah, that's kind of cool looking. Kind of shaggy.
Yeah. Are they affectionate dogs?
I don't know. He was friendly.
And they look like they're, you know, kind of nice animals. Do you have a dog?
Oh yeah.
What kind?
Little ankle biters. You know, little things.
Now, is your dog among the smartest dogs ever?
Absolutely not.
Well, I hope the...
they kind of sit around and do nothing also.
I hope the pooch isn't listening to this conversation then, okay? So, watch your ankles. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, Ken Anderson.
All right, Ken, we have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy your day, sir.
All right,
lack of effect, but due to their extreme independence and stubbornness, making them difficult to train and obedient and working tasks, according to rankings by dog psychologists, whoever do this. Other breeds often listed near the bottom include, Chris, this is where you came close, a Chow Chow. Okay. And also a bulldog. I didn't know that about bulldogs. So the rankings focus on working and obedience, intelligence, not overall smartness. They can be instinctively smart, but they're just not obedient.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The 2026 Firestone Walker Invitational Beer Festival will return Saturday, May 30th, featuring an all-star cast of 65 breweries from around the world. Tickets will go on sale February 4th at 10 a.m. and can be purchased at firestonewalker.com. A closure of South River Road is scheduled for Wednesday, January 28th. The closure will be in place from Navajo to Creston Road, starting at 8 a.m. and ending at 4 p.m. Detours can be made along Niblick, Nickerson Drive, and Creston Road. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 49 degrees. Some showers this morning as well. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Okay, despite the low rankings, the Afghan hound can be loving, loyal, and playful family pet for the right owners who understand their temperament. All right, there you go. Two more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. Here's the number, 805-674-5141.
Number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.